What up with it? Being myself, man, and talking to my followers. It's crazy. I just want to be able to get on my Twitter and talk sports with my followers who like me. You know what I'm saying? Who follow me because they like more what I'm talking about. Not them other dudes who don't follow me who just heard the story from somewhere else. And, you know, Kobe jerseys on and they heavy picks who stand. You know, that's too far.
Well, Slim, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, there you
because
go.
One of the members of the Mad Hatter Morning Show is a huge Kobe fan. And I think he might be one of those people, because I know he follow you. And I know you one of his favorite rappers, too. So to see one of his favorite rappers from his favorite city talking about his favorite player, don't mix well with his brother. His name is J-Mac. You know him well. He is not happy about none of the tweets you put out there, Slim Thug. I'm going to give you a chance to address that with Mac, and Mac to address you. Fellas,
see,
go.
First of all, I did not call Hatter. Second of all, I see you troll Kobe all the time.
Uh-oh.
I think you're wrong. I think he's one of the greatest players of all time. Now, my team is the Houston Rockets.
I'm not taking that away from him. I'm not saying he ain't no great player. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he got a lot of girl ways about him. How you going to call Steve Howard South? When you run around here, you like Jordan number two, basically. You want to put a 24. You want to be 24 because Jordan was 23. You running around, jumping, sticking your tongue out when you make moves, doing Al Jordan moves. And you snitched on Shaq back in the day.
I think that's the thing you mad at about most, because you bring that up all the time.
He got caught. He going to say, well, Shaq do it too. That's just girl. Like, you know, everybody got a homeboy or somebody they know act like tattletale, like a little girl. Like, he just got a lot of girl ways in me. But actually, I forgave him, I think, last year. And I said, you know what? I ain't forgive him. But I said, you know what? I'm going to stop talking about Kobe so much because I go at it with my L.A. people all the time on Twitter. I said, I'm going to give him a break because he was catching so many ills that I said, all right, well, you know, it's good. And then another thing about it, I just don't like the Lakers because, like, how many rings they bought, man? How many dream teams have it? Remember they had Peyton, Karl Malone, and all them people. It just got crazy. I'm a Rockets fan. I love Houston Rockets, so of course I'm not going to like Kobe Bryant or the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? They've been buying rings for years, man.
Hey, Slim, now I got to bring this up. You okay. Got a son by the name of, is it Kobe?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Right. I ain't like that either once you did it. I'm trying to tell you now. But, you know, we don't get along all that great anyway. So I can't really, you know what I think it was? My homeboy, Dre in the fit. He used to always, he's just one of the biggest Kobe fans, man. And for him to be from Houston and always be rooting for the Lakers, I just didn't like that. I just felt like that was so fake, you know what I'm saying? So we always went at it. I bet against him. Like, we've been doing this. I got posters of Kobe crying from when he lost the finals. A long years ago, maybe in like 2003, I think. But you know, I don't want people to be taking it out or putting on all kind of stuff. I'm just talking to my followers, man.
Well, Slim, and see, like some people took offense to. I see one guy, he went in on talking about you ain't had no hits since Still Tipping, and you went right back in at him. You don't have no problem with that.
Nah, I mean, like, you know what, I've been trying to change my image and be quiet. You know, nice and stuff, but sometimes I just, you know, want to be able to talk sports with my followers, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mind nobody saying nothing about it. I ain't got, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm more successful than him, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I'm not tripping.
Yeah, when I saw that one, that made me mad. I wanted to tweet him back and say, man, you must have just woke up from Cambodia. That boy done had it every 3 months. God dang it. Right. But then I just turned my T up and said, it ain't none of my business.
Right. Hey, man, you know, at the end of the day, I don't make music for those type of people, man. I make music for people who real, and, you know, I make them flows for people who understand this type of world I come from, not them suckers who got Kobe in their avi and do anything for them.
All right, you making J-Mac mad again, Slim. Watch where you go. You making him mad. He one of your favorite rappers, man. I'm just saying you hurt him when you put that out there, man. You just
Jordan
hurt him.
Jordan is my favorite player of all time.
Yeah, Jordan, my favorite player.
Jordan, I think everybody
my avi. My name ain't Slim Thugger 23 or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a little too far.
All right, Slim, final question. I've been seeing a lot of sentimental words out there. Do you still got love in your life, or did something happen? Because I'm seeing a lot of sentimental quotes lately.
Yeah, we're still in a relationship. I'm still chilling, man. You know, everything good.
Oh, But you know, it's been a lot of questions when I go in the streets. We haven't seen no pictures on Instagram lately.
I posted a woman crush Wednesday last week, I think. It wasn't much. I've just been chilling, man. You know, we good.
All right. Slim say they still good. Love still in his life. Slim Thug, I appreciate you calling in, dispelling some of the rumors.
I'm a Houston Rockets fan, man, and that's what I feel like it is. You know, I ain't hating on him. He can play. Well, matter of fact, I do hate on him. I admit to hating on Kobe. You know, it's over a lot. Maybe it's because I bet against him a lot, you know, or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see nothing happen to him. But that's on the right court, I want to see him lose. You
there
know
it is. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You just enjoying your life, Slim Thug.
That's it.